And my mother said to me, she said, you know, it's just hard. She's a precious old saint of God. She said, it's hard for me to believe, Jack, that the Lord would come on a horse. I said, it's harder for me to believe, Mama, that he would come on a mule. Because ain't no Mexican blood in me. I don't like to ride no burro. Now you give me a pretty white horse, and that's majestic in power. You can rope a bull. You can do anything you want to on a big white stallion. You can even go down to the parade and ride downtown. But I mean, if you own a burro, man, with two big ears, huh? And this sucker's wild. Have you ever rode a mule? I rode a mule from Argentina, honest before the Lord, 285 miles to the Brazilian border. I looked at that mule every day. Every time a rabbit would get up, he'd go this way. And I mean, you had to ride him every minute of the day. You had to sit there on the alert. If a snake moved in the grass, that mule, he's trying to climb a tree. I said, little mule, today, if the Lord comes, I want you to know I'm fixing to trade you off, you bean-headed sucker. You know how I fed that mule at night? I fed him sweet potatoes. I just fed him a tater. He'd eat anything. He ain't a horse. He'd eat a tater. I'd give him a tater, a head of cabbage. He'd eat anything. I said, little mule, you might be pretty good in the desert, but where I'm going, ain't going to be no desert. I remember coming across that Chaco, what they call green hell in South America. I had about 50 head of horses, and I was driving them to Brazil. I come out to one of them big Riacho Gonzales, and there's a big, wide open river. It's a muddy, dirty river. And I hadn't seen no water in about 5 days. Just enough to water them horses, little old tanks, that's all. We got to that river, and we just rode off in our clothes and all, preacher. Hung our guns over our neck, rode off in there, and just sit there just like that, on a horse. Just soaked in that water. And they said, you want to go somewhere else? And nope. We stayed there 2 days and let them horses graze around that thing. And I thought about that river of life when God's children who's come across that desert country, they get home. They get to the river of life. There ain't going to be no mud in there. There ain't going to be no mud in there. There ain't going to be no tadpoles in that pond. Dive off in that pond. Lord God, how much? Going to camp on the banks of that great forever.